Welcome to the first of our weekly cycling podcast. And it has been a fantastic 12 months for British cycling. Team GB won 12 Olympic medals, 8 of which were gold. Bradley Wiggins of Team Sky became the first ever British winner of the Tour de France, then followed up with Olympic time trial success before being voted Sports Personality of the Year, and then getting knighted in the New Year's Honours list, as did the Team GB and Team Sky boss, Dave Brailsford. So with the success of 2012 as a launchpad, what are Wiggo's plans for 2013?
It's going to be very hard to top last year, and it's not about trying to top last year, it's just about setting new goals, going out and finding something that's going to give me the same drive I had 12 months ago at this stage. Yeah, obviously my life's changed a bit as well, so that has to be factored in. And for me, the other race that I'd always love to win, you know, completely self-indulgent, would be the Tour of Italy. I'd love to add that and say I won the Tour de France and the Tour of Italy.
The Giro's clearly high on Wiggo's agenda, but will he defend his Tour de France title, or will, as a lot of media has speculated, the role of principal rider go to Chris Froome?
I think we're in an incredible position having two riders that can potentially win the Tour in the same team. We saw last year, although I was the leader, Chris still finished second, so it's not a case of one of us has to sacrifice all for the other one.
So Team Sky could launch a twin-barrelled attack on the Tour, but a former teammate, Mark Cavendish, who's just joined the Belgian cycling team Amiga Pharma Quickstep, is also keen to make an impact in this year's 100th anniversary Tour. Cavendish has made no secret of his desire to beat the legendary Eddie Merckx's 34 Tour de France stage wins. The Flying Manx current tally is 23.
So I think Amiga Pharma Quickstep is a strong team. It's a classics-based team, so it's a team with strong guys for the sprint. They have no GC ambitions, so I think it's going to be a dedicated team for the Tour, so I'd like to win the green jersey again in the Tour de France. The Tour de France is the biggest race for me, and I'd like to continue winning five or six stages there in the green jersey.
Well, the 2013 professional cycling campaign is primed to begin in sunny Adelaide with the now traditional curtain raiser at the Tour Down Under, which runs from Tuesday the 22nd to Sunday the 27th of January. Some other news, well, this week, news on the 2014 Tour de France route, which begins in England, was released. It turns out that Leeds will host the Grand Depart, and stage one will be a loop up into the Yorkshire Dales before a finish in Harrogate. The following day's stage will start in York with six brutal climbs. The final stage in Britain begins in Cambridge and heads for central London via Epping Forest and the Olympic Park before finishing on the Mall. The finish will be exactly the same as the finish for the Olympic road races last summer, and after the disappointment of the 2012 Olympic road race, I think Mark Cavendish will relish the chance to win the London stage in front of his home fans. The dates for the 2013 Tour of Britain were also announced this week. It will take place between Sunday the 8th and Sunday the 16th of September, and the full route will be revealed in the spring. Unfortunately, those dates once again overlap with the final week of the Vuelta a España, which runs from August the 24th to September the 15th, starting in Vigo and ending in Madrid. Now on to the domestic and social cycling scene. Well, the big characters such as Wiggins, Cavendish, Trott, Pendleton and Hoy, combined with British success on road and track, have helped in the rise in popularity of cycling, which is now going through a boom period from grassroots to fun cyclists like never before. Over a million new cyclists emerged in 2012, and British cycling is doing its utmost to keep the new recruits coming. Initiatives such as Skyride proved a great success in 2012. 16 cities across the UK closed their roads to traffic for the day and allowed thousands of cyclists at all levels to get around safely and freely. It was great for those who wanted to sightsee, and it was also great for beginners who wanted to build road confidence. There are more Sky Rides planned for this year, and over the coming weeks we'll keep you informed of the when and where's. On a less grand scale, there's Sky Ride Local. These are smaller groups that offer regular community bike rides. It's a great way to explore your local area with like-minded people, and you can find details of all such events in your area at britishcycling.org. At the same website, there are listings of over 1,500 cycling clubs across the UK, which covers all aspects of cycling, from BMX to mountain biking to track racing. There's also hundreds of clubs targeted at those just starting out and who are seeking a more social rather than competitive agenda. If you want to find out about a cycle club or group near you, go to britishcycling.org and enter your postcode in the section marked clubs. Each week we'll be doing a feature from one of the six cycling disciplines, and next week we'll be hearing about Go Ride Racing, an initiative which offers local competition for young cyclists under the age of 16 and helps them make the gradual transition from novice to competitive cycling level. Now it's time for our bike care section. Well, with the imminent threat of snow and rain, we're going to talk about preparing your bike for the assault of winter weather. Here's Brian Fox from the Essex Bike Shop Chain Reaction with some top tips. Well, this is the time of year when wet roads, grit and salt can play havoc with your bike's components, and I recommend it giving a good service in preparation for the coming months. Pay particular attention to the brake and gear cables. Make sure there's no sign of wear or corrosion. Keep the chain and gears clean and well lubricated. I recommend using a wet weather rather than dry lube for the chains and gears. It's also a good idea to spray the entire bike, well, except for the tyres and brakes, with GT850. Now, this is a water dispellant which contains Teflon, and it will provide a protective film throughout the winter months. Now, while we're talking about road spray, a good set of mudguards, and I can't stress this enough, the longer the better. Now, they will set you in good stead, and they'll keep much of the road spray and debris out of your transmission gears, your chain, and of course yourself. Obviously, this is the dodgy time of year where road grip is at a premium, so don't forget to check your tyres for worn tread and split sides, and replace them if necessary. It's far better to be cautious now rather than to try and fix a puncture in the rain with freezing hands. Well, the short days of winter means there's a lot of journeys that will be done in the hours of darkness. So remember to maintain your lights in good order. A squirt of WD-40 inside the units will help keep corrosion and moisture at bay. And it's a sensible idea to carry spare batteries. Finally, it goes without saying that reflective clothing is essential, as is a helmet. And remember to keep yourself dry and warm, as reactions will be noticeably slower when your body temperature drops at this time of year. Well, that's it for this week, and next week we'll have the latest from the Tour Down Under, as well as the fallout from disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong's interview on the Oprah Winfrey Show.